lot of us climbed trees when we were little. Heck, maybe you still do today. But this was different. A grown man, the general of an army, climbed a tree to speak to his soldiers. And that tree is still around over 200 years later. It's a fascinating story, and it's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help protect your next.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Alfred Garisco has quite a story to tell you about a tree in Daphne, Alabama. The story of its notoriety begins with General Andrew Jackson.
When he was assembling his troops, and he had started in Mobile, he had to cross the bay.
It was during the War of 1812. Jackson's men were on their way to Pensacola, Florida. They crossed Mobile Bay and camped here near present-day Daphne, Alabama. Having crossed the water, Jackson had some important words to share with his army, and where he stood to utter those words was quite interesting.
He was a tough cookie. I think he gave them a real strong peck top from the branch of the tree.
Alfred mentions Jackson standing on the limb of an oak tree. It wasn't any ordinary oak tree. In fact, as far back as 1787, this tree had been noted as a boundary marker for local landholdings. And certainly, an oak branch big enough to hold a general had to be a good-sized tree. We don't know what was said. Alfred says, knowing Jackson, even if we did know what was said, I might have to change the words to say them on the radio. We most likely know about the speech, though, because of another man who was there, a local resident who verified the account.
William Ramsey Yancey, and it is he who had retired from the military at that time, that went down to visit with Andrew Jackson underneath that oak tree. And that's where that information comes from, is William Ramsey Yancey.
What's remarkable is Jackson's oak still stands. You can see it just as I did. And it's not the only huge oak tree in the park, but certainly the most famous. An oak tree that measures almost 100 feet tall and 28 feet around, and it remains a well-known point over 200 years after the general made his speech from one of its limbs. Traveling the countryside, Daphne, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.